Hey man, welcome back to another episode of Rest Beyond the Table Killers. But today's episode, we're going to talk about my first round reactions and my second round predictions. So let's begin. So my first round reactions, man, most of it went how I expected it to go. The Lakers beat Portland. I expected that. I mean, they start off kind of slow at first, but I expected them to beat them. I mean, they don't have enough talent. They don't have enough team. They just don't match up good for it. A lot of people saying, oh, they're going to win. I don't see how they're saying. Yeah, they had better shooting, way better shooting. That's one thing the Lakers is trying to, they do need to get better at, is shooting. But that's really about it. That's all I can really see that they needed. I'm watching basketball highlight. My bad. I thought I put it on mute. That's all I can really see they had an advantage in. And the way they played, they like a big man. They tried to run a lineup with Nurkic and Whiteside. It worked in one game, but that was getting killed on defense. The spacing was horrible. That they couldn't guard AD. That was a horrible matchup. So I expected that to go in the Clippers. I expected that to be a good ass series. Like I said, that probably be one of the best series in the playoffs. But for the Clippers winning six barely, and they didn't start winning until after Kristaps got hurt and Paul George played like crap until he had a good game six. But that was after, you know what I'm saying. I think that was game five. He had a good game. I don't remember what he did in game six, but I know he had a good game five, and that was because Kristaps presumably was playing. When Kristaps was playing, he couldn't get nothing at the rim. He couldn't, every time he got past his man, Kristaps was right there to defend the paint, and he was just struggling. But as soon as Kristaps came, I feel like they missed Kristaps more on defense than they did offense, because I mean, they were struggling to score, but defense, oh my god, their defense was atrocious after Kristaps came out. They was playing horrible on defense. They played minor, it was impeccably bad. So that's why I say give Dallas like a year or two. They get another ball handler or another player, and then they get Jalen Brunson back, and they get in Dwight Powell back. So that's gonna make it deeper. That'll have more rim protection. That their defense will get even better with Dwight Powell down there instead of Maxi Kleber. And that's gonna be a team to compete with for the next 10 years. If they can keep that team together, they stay healthy. Rick Carlisle stay the coach. That's gonna be a dangerous team to compete with. They're gonna be up after, like, you know what I'm saying, LeBron retire. Whenever that comes, that's going to be one of the teams you have to look out for. That's going to be one of the teams for the next 10, 12 years. And Kristaps still young. Luka's still young. Depending how long Rick Carlisle coach for. They still got some veterans, but the veterans around, you know what I'm saying, 25, 26. They're not too old. They always figure out a way how to make people play better than what they really is. You know what I'm saying? They make people fit the system. So look out for them. That was an amazing first round. That was good for every game. Until Kristaps got hurt. But them was some good. Then who was next seed? We had Denver and Utah. Oh, best series in first. I don't know. Between that, okay, that's going to be, I don't know. That wasn't amazing. You had Jamal Murray going crazy. Donovan Mitchell, please get Donovan Mitchell out of the Utah. Bring him to Atlanta. You had Donovan Mitchell going crazy. You had Jamal Murray going crazy. Jokic doing what he did. Rudy Gobert doing what he doing. You had players stepping up. You had players stepping down, such as Michael Porter Jr. He wasn't really doing nothing during the whole play. He wasn't doing nothing during that series. Like, they made a couple big plays. You had Gary Harris come back. Will Barton's still not back, but it shows me that Donovan Mitchell goes to another team. That's all. He come to Atlanta. That's all. But Donovan Mitchell really showed that he's here. Him and Jamal Murray showed that they here. Like, they showing that they the next great guards of this league. And they really showed that. They really stepped their game up in the playoffs. Like, Mitchell always stepped his game up in the playoffs. He always go crazy in the playoffs. But really, this showed him, like, they the next good guards that's coming up right now. This daytime. They showing them that after, you know what I'm saying, Harden, Butler, Clay, and them, that they next. That was an amazing series. I wish I could have watched more games of that series. About Denver always being hell series. They don't ever just blow anybody out. They always in hell series. But then it's OKC versus Houston, which again was another hell series. I didn't expect that game to go to 7. I expected that to go to 5 at the most. I did not expect that to go to 7. And that was an amazing. I know Russell didn't play the first couple games. I know he came later. They almost lost. James Harden never would have blocked dude's shot. And even on the inbound SGA, he missed. Adams, if Adams would have cut, they had a wide open layup. From what it looked like, and from a player's perspective, it could look totally different. But that was Chris Paul's show. He's still up there. SGA show, even though he didn't play that, he missed that pass, he's still showing that he's one of the next good guards too. Y'all, he got some ways to go, but he's showing his next good guard. Schroeder doing his thing. I don't know why they play Adams so much. I feel like they should have had a lineup where they had Schroeder, SGA, and then Schroeder, SGA, Chris Paul, And then they should have had Luke Dort in, and then Gallinari maybe at the five or somebody else, because they would see me out on the scrub. He wasn't getting offensive rebounds he should have been getting. He wasn't getting the defense. He was missing layups. He kept getting stripped. The post game wasn't there. So, I mean, he was a good, decent role threat, but I feel like they should have tried to run a different lineup. But that was an amazing series. Billy Donovan did his thing. I thought he was a bad coach at first, but he was doing his thing that series. So, Houston, they got to see what they're going to do versus the Lakers. But back to the East. You had the 1-8 seed. Who was on it? Morgan, I want to see, right? They had, who they played? The Magic? Yeah, I mean, it don't really time to waste mine. That was, man. Magic don't really got to talk about. I don't really got to talk about the Knicks and the Raptors. All that was just, very uninteresting games. The Raptors got, the Magic had got one game. And I told you, because that drop defense, Vukovic and Gordon and the boys, they was hitting them threes. That's how they going out of that drop defense. That's why they losing right now, because that weak drop defense. We're going to get into that. Then we had, who's the third seed? Boston? I don't even remember the third seed. It was, I just know the Heat, and we're going to talk the Heat and the Pacers play. The Heat, I expect the Pacers to get one game. But, I mean, that was with Sabonis. I expect them to get, like, two games. But without Sabonis, Villadipo still ain't all the way healthy. Brogdon was doing his thing, though. Brogdon was going crazy, but they didn't have enough to beat the Heat. He just too athletic, too much defense player, too built together team. They is a very good and very good coach team. They won that series, and then we had the only decent, actually none of them series in the East was decent, to be honest. I don't really remember none of them. They got swept too. Yeah, none of them was decent. I mean, let me not say that, because the Heat and Pacers, you know, they got swept. All they games went down to the wire. So I'll say they was some good game. But for them, the 76ers versus the Celtics, I expect them to get, even without Ben Simmons, I expect them to get swept. I expect them to win at least two games. Not swept, but the Al Horford experiment was an L. They need to, Ben Simmons, I don't know what they need to do. Tobias Harris need to play in the four, not the three. He need to play in the four. Al Horford is a five. I don't know why that just wasn't going to work. They don't have enough talent around. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. But, I mean, I'll take Simmons, or I'll take, what's that boy name? I'll definitely take Embiid on him. Definitely, I'll give you Capella in a heartbeat. Get Capella in the first round pick and Kevin Herter in a heartbeat. No cap. I'll probably talk about another podcast where I think he's going to go and Embiid going to go. But y'all, a clean series. That was a clean little sweet 1-9-2 series. But so my prediction for the second round. So I might be a little late. I mean, I'll be a lot late. Some games already started. But we're going to get into it. So Lakers versus Houston. Like Houston 0-1-0. I didn't get to watch the game. It was at work, sadly. But I still believe Lakers going to win. It's maybe 4-2. That's my thing. 4-2. They just lost the game. It ain't nothing. So I still believe they'll beat Houston. Too much side. AD can still play the pick and roll. He still can switch with everybody. So I believe they got a perfect setup versus Houston, because they got a mobile big man. They'll probably have to run more AD at center. Maybe Kuzma at the four, LeBron at the four. They'll probably have KCP and Danny Green out to hit their shots, or Caruso gonna get more minutes, or Rondo. Somebody, Deion Wade, JR, somebody throwing them wings or guards gonna have to step up and play big minutes that they usually don't. But I feel like they'll be able to switch with them good, because on paper they have good defenders. Caruso is a decent defender. He's a good team defender. You have KCP, who's supposed to be a good defender. Danny Green's supposed to be a good defender. LeBron, who's a good defender when he's locked in. AD, who's an amazing defender, probably second or third in defense player of the year voting. So it just depends. I feel like they switch good versus. I feel like they'll play good, because that's what the same thing when Rockets was doing with a very non-switchable center and Steven Adams, but they had athletic guards and wings who could switch. They had Dort, who was playing good defense when he could. Schroeder, I mean, okay. Let's just say Dort. Schroeder isn't a good defender. Chris Paul has played pretty decent defense on James Harden. When he did guard him, I ain't gonna lie. Chris Paul is a very underrated defender in my opinion. But that being said, I still believe the Lakers are going to win. They match up too good versus them. Then you have Denver versus Clippers. Clippers is up 1-0 right now. But I feel like Denver not going to win this year. I feel like Clippers are going to win in maybe 7 or 6. Like, I know Jamal Murray struggling game 1 because he did not do good versus that length with Kawhi Leonard. He did not do good. But I still feel like down low, I feel like Jokic has advantage on Harrell and on Zubac. I feel like Zubac cannot guard him. I feel like with Gary Harris come back in the lineup, that gives him a boost. And I feel like Michael Porter Jr. should have a better game should have a better series. You know, they do attack him on defense a lot. I still feel like this game could go to 6, maybe 7. I still give it to the Clippers, though. And I feel like the Nuggets could get 2 games. Now, they get swept or only win 1 game, I wouldn't be surprised at all. But I feel like they can get 2 games at max. Now, I don't really see it going to a game 7. And then in the East, we have Boston-Toronto, which is an amazing series right now. What really stands out about this right now is the coaching adjustment. Like, after every time, after every, like, couple plays, after every little thing, you see the coaching. You see going drop defense, zone defense. You see him go high, hedging. Like, you see the defense, like, no more batch. Like, you just see they playing paint, playing 3. You just see, like, how the coaching adjustment. That's what making this series so great to watch. Right now, it's 2-1. 2-1, right? Yeah. The Raptors Celtics should be up 3-0, to be honest. But they're up 2-1. This is an amazing series. Like, just watching the coaching and the players playing against each other. I love this series. I still think Raptors was my pick to get out of the East. I never thought the Bulls would get out of the East. I don't believe in Middleton. I don't believe in Eric Bledsoe. I don't believe in Lopez. I don't believe in none of them. But I progress. I see it going to 7 just because, just like the coaching. This is going to be a coaching heaven to watch. If you like me, like watching breakdowns and watching like the intricates of the game, even though you might be suck like me, the intricates of the game, this is an amazing series to watch. But I want to pick the Raptors, but just from what I'm seeing, I feel like the Celtics have too much talent. They got too much scoring for them, and they can't match them defensively, but they can match them at times defensively, if that makes sense. I feel like they have the right lineup versus them. I feel like Brown and Smart is giving Pascal some problems. Van Fleet and Lowry, they were missing their shots the first couple games, but they started to get it clicked back on, so that's something to look out for. They was getting wide open good shots. They were just missing. But now they're starting to hit them. So I feel like it's going to go to 7. I feel like it's going to go to 7. Even though they up 2, I feel like the Raptors ain't going out like that. I wouldn't even be surprised if the Raptors win, but I feel like if the Raptors win, they're going to the finals. They're going to the finals. Because I don't see the Heat going to the finals. They're going to beat the Bucks. I'll say they go to 5. I feel like the Bucks will win a couple games. They'll get back in. They'll get back in their emotion. But that drop defense they playing is ass. The Heat, they run drop defense when Bam Adebayo do the little give and go to Duncan Robinson. They'd be wide open. Drop 10 feet in the paint. Boom. Easy buckets. They do it when Jimmy Butler, Jay Crowder, anybody has the ball. But mainly Duncan Robinson. I don't know why you're saying I'm Duncan Robinson, Tyler Hero. I don't understand. They pay their defense to play the paint. They got too many. They got Jay Crowder. They got Jay Crowder, Tyler Hero, Duncan Robinson, Jimmy, Dragic, Kendrick Nunn. Iggy can hit in the clutch. Iggy is every now and again. Kelly Olynyk has been scorching them from deep. They have too many shooters on their team to be playing like this. And I just don't. Always knew this defense style. It might be amazing the regular season when you can't make substitutions, you can't make adjustments, and half the teams they play is sorry anyway. But when the regular season, when the playoffs come, you can bite down. They can't get past these good teams because the defense they play in is booty cheese. Any good coach can adjust to it. Giannis can't shoot. He can't shoot free throws. Middleton is not a number 2. He's a perfect number 3. He's not a number 2 at all. He's an overpaid number 2. He's getting paid like a number 1, but he's a number 3. Brook Lopez has severely digressed. Eric Bledsoe is always love Eric Bledsoe, but Clippers, I've seen ever since, I used to love Eric Bledsoe on the Clippers. When he got Milwaukee and Phoenix, I didn't like him like that no more. As you see, I said from day one, they should have kept Brogdon over him. He's a better shooter. He fit. He still can get to the paint just like him. He's better for Giannis anyway. I don't understand why they kept him over Giannis. He's overpaid. Brook Lopez is overpaid. Giannis can't shoot. Their role players aren't really doing it. George Hill is having a good series, but they don't have no young players. I don't see Giannis staying. I'm gonna have another podcast on that. But I feel like the Heat got this in 5 games. And it's just simple. Arrest Breonna Taylor Killers. Hey man, say man, hey man, that's the end of the podcast. All right. Don't forget, like, share, comment, send voice messages. And don't forget to go to my YouTube. It's going to be in the description. Hey, Orlando. Don't forget to like, comment, share, subscribe, all that to that. Don't forget to go to Instagram. If you want to join the podcast on special guest Sundays or Mondays, don't forget to go Southside Apparel, shop for merch. All right, we y'all on. All right, I'll catch up with y'all.